Well, hello, Internet. This is Lisa Jane Lewis and ESC Insight calling. What's happened in the last 7 days? Well, the playlist for Lisbon has significantly increased. And let's have a look at who tumbled out of the semi-final draw and landed on their feet. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are listening to us. It's great to have you with us again. Okay, yes, it is me again. You'll be pleased to know, though, that I saw Ewan this week. He's doing just fine. But in order not to overwork him as he gets better, we've split the duties this week. So you've got me again on this news podcast. And Ewan will be hosting a special episode of Europe's Heartbeat on Radio 6 International. And also a special ESC Insight podcast on UK's You Decide. We went to a press meet and greet on Thursday night, got interviews and chats with not only the six contenders, but some other folk involved in the process at the BBC too. So stay tuned to ESC Insight's channel for that. You'll see that coming up during the week, and that will be Ewan on there. You'll be pleased, I know, to hear his voice again. Okay, let's take a look at the news from Lisbon, from the EBU. Firstly, let's look at, obviously, the semi-final draw that took place on Monday the 29th. If you missed it, weren't around for it, it is on the Eurovision Song Contest official YouTube channel. You can go back and watch it there. So let's just have a little chat about what happened on Monday. There is a fuller article on ESC Insight, and I know various others have done pieces too, one which included quoting us, so that was quite great. So coming out strongest, obviously, was Finland. Every box that the Finnish delegation and Sarah Aalto could have wanted to be ticked got ticked. They got the same semi-final draw as the one that the UK will be voting in, which was, I think, the ultimate what Finland needed, obviously, because of Sarah competing in X Factor UK in 2016. They also got Ireland, luckily, drawn in that semi-final as well, which is also great because X Factor UK goes out in Ireland, so she'll be very well known just across the Irish Sea as well from the UK. And then just to add, cherry on the top, Estonia and Iceland, both in semi-final one as well. And then because one cherry is not enough, let's have another one. She got a second half draw as well. So well done to Sarah. Not that she did anything for it, but every box that Finland wanted got ticked. Also looking strong out of the semi-final draw, Bulgaria and Austria obviously forming this modern partnership. Bulgaria have used Symphonics, which is a Vienna-based music company, for the last 2 years. It was Symphonics who works with Polly Genova in 2016 and Christian Kostov last year. So this modern partnership between BNT and Symphonics was important to carry on this year, because César, who is part of Symphonics, was backing singer, as we know, for Polly and for Christian, and he will be the artist for Austria. So continuing that partnership and having those two in the same semi-final was a lucky draw for both of them. And just having a look quickly down at the other end, all alone in the danger zone. See what I did there? Sorry. We find Latvia and Australia and a few others. Australia, the one that we, the ESC Insight team, are probably the most concerned about, partly because we just don't have enough voting pattern history to be able to predict how well that's going to go. But people are calling semi-final two a bloodbath. You've got a lot of the big hitters in semi-final two. There's no knowing what will happen, of course. We can only predict based on statistics. But do go and check out our piece on ESCinsight.com. The other thing to talk about from Lisbon and from the EBU is ticket sales. So the next wave of tickets went on sale on Tuesday. Those were all semi-final tickets. And let me talk to you about the ticketing site, because I went on to have a look at what's the status at the moment. As far as I can tell, semi-final 2, unsurprisingly, is sold out for the broadcast final. But do keep checking back, because sometimes sort of tickets, it appears that something is sold out and then tickets appear a few hours later. So if you are hanging out for tickets for semi-final 2, it is worth just popping back onto the site every so often. As far as the queuing system goes, one thing I've found is if you can go on very early in the morning or very late at night, you kind of can avoid that ticket number 13,000 whatever queue and pretty much go straight on to the website and buy tickets. So semi-final 2 sold out for the broadcast final, but there are still tickets available for the jury final on the 9th of May. And from what I could see on the site on, this is Friday, the 2nd of February, there are still tickets in every category available for the jury final, and there are still tickets in every category available for the family show. As for semi-final 1, there are still some tickets available for the broadcast final, not every category, but there certainly are some if it is the semi-final 1 tickets you want. There are plenty of tickets also for the jury show for semi-final 1, and loads of tickets for the afternoon family show, which is really a dress rehearsal, but the family show on the 8th in the afternoon as well, starting at 1:30. Family show tickets start from €5 each, so get yourself down there. Go to the show in the afternoon and then pop on down to Eurovillage and watch the show, the broadcast show, in the square on the big screens. You can have a great weekend in Lisbon, a great week in Lisbon, even if you don't manage to get tickets to the shows themselves. Okay, I said at the top of the show that we had quite a lot of names added to the playlist for Lisbon, and a couple of songs as well. So let's just take a look at those, mostly coming from last weekend. So let's take a look at France. We had 8 finalists in a very enjoyable, and I will say very well produced show, with a very tight and tense voting sequence, which saw Madame Monsieur clinch the victory and carry the hopes of France to the contest this year with their song Merci. And you might have noticed, if you follow the social media for the London Eurovision party, announcement already been made that Madame Monsieur will be guests at the London Eurovision party. So if you want to see them, get along there. Okay, Spain also had their national final on Monday night, was the Spanish one. This was a show of epic proportions. I finally understood about 20% of what was going on by the time it finished. It was the sweet little duet from Alfred and Amaya, eventually winning through on the night with a very high percentage of the vote, actually. And that sees them with the Spanish ticket to neighbouring Portugal. They don't have very far to travel. On Monday, we also had the announcement that Mikolas Joseph, or Josef, it probably is, he's Czech, has taken the app vote as well. So he won the jury vote in the Czech Republic, and we were waiting to hear whether he would as well win enough votes on the app to see him as the Czech entrant, and he did. Most people are saying this is the strongest position that the Czech Republic has ever found themselves in at this stage of the game. Most people are saying it should qualify, but it's probably a little bit too early to be saying who will and won't qualify, particularly as it's Czech Republic, so it's anybody's guess. Ireland next, and whilst the rumours started flying around on Tuesday evening, RTE did in fact confirm on Wednesday of this week that their artist would be former Britain's Got Talent entrant and currently on US tour. It is Ryan O'Shaughnessy for Ireland this year. He'll be singing a ballad called Together, but we haven't had a song released yet. There are murmurs hanging around the internet that we will hear the song around the end of February sometime. So about 3 or 4 more weeks and we should hear Ryan O'Shaughnessy's song Together for Ireland. Okay, Cyprus. Cyprus confirmed the rumours that were pretty widespread that Eleni Ferreira will be the artist for Cyprus. They have confirmed that is true. Her song will be called Fuego, and again, We've yet to hear the song. We know the title, and we know the artist for Cyprus. So we can all add that one to our Excel spreadsheets. You do have a spreadsheet, right, where you keep track of all this stuff? Yeah? Okay, good. The last confirmed artist this week, I'm sure you know, and I sort of talked about it with suspicious tones last week, was Russia and Yulia Samoylova. And a few days went by from recording that podcast, and Channel One did confirm that Yulia will be the artist for Russia this year. We've yet to have a song again, as the same case with Cyprus and Ireland. So we have an artist, we don't have a song yet. I imagine, going on past form, that Russia will wait until the last few days before announcing and releasing their song. So I'm not expecting any more news really from Russia for the next, for a good few weeks now. The other thing to note, just on the Russian announcement, is there was a little bit of talk that it would upset Ukraine because they wouldn't broadcast anybody that was on their blacklist of artists that had been into Crimea. But UA, PBC, our host broadcaster for last year, have said, no, it's not a problem, fine. You know, they're not taking that any further. Read between every line I just said there. Okay, there we go. Those are the confirmed artists that we've had this week. There will be, of course, more next week. Okay, let's take a look down the national final announcements. You'll be pleased to know there is not as much as there was last week, so this is not going to be a mega long podcast as last week's was. Let's take a look at the top of the list. We've also got some interval artists and jury members confirmed as well. Let's have a look. Okay, Denmark have said that Conchita will be the guest interval artist at Dansk Melody Grand Prix. That's happening next Saturday, the 10th of February. So if you're a Conchita fan, tune in to Dansk Melody Grand Prix. Finland have also confirmed one of their interval artists, and it will be, or special guests. Haven't quite worked out what she'll be doing. I'm sure she'll be singing. So heading up to Finland is Mel C from the Spice Girls. So fantastic for her, and fantastic for the Finns to have her in the show. She's a cracking performer. I am a big fan. Germany. So Germany have published their list of international jury members. There are a few familiar faces on there, and you can find the list online. If you just go and have a look, you'll find the long list. But just to pull out that joining the international jury for Unser Lied für Lisbon, we have Margaret Berger, who you'll remember from representing Norway, Tinkara Kovac from Slovenia, and also Spain's Ruth Lorenzo. That will be broadcast on the 22nd of February, and you can tune in online to watch that if you're not going. Last weekend also saw Adal, Hungary's national selection, Heat 2. There were 6 qualifiers from that and 4 that have gone home. We know the format for that, several heats, a semi-final and a final. How it works in Hungary is the 5 most popular, if you like, go through, and then there's like a battle between the 5 remaining, and 1 goes from that pack. So 6 generally qualify from the heats and 4 go home. That's exactly what has happened. Iceland also have announced another interval artist. You'll remember last week we said Robin Bengtsson from Sweden was going to go and perform at Song for Kepnen. Another interval artist in the form of 2013 winner Emily DeForest, also confirmed heading up to Iceland for their national final as well. Okay, Israel are knocking one artist out a week from their pack. They had 9 last week. There are now 8 as Jose Steinberg was eliminated last weekend. So 8 remain. We're getting down to that final one for Israel. Lithuania and Erika Jennings withdrew from Eurovizijos Atranka earlier this month. She was criticising the jury panel, a group of people she described as generally less experienced than her, who had turned the selection into a cringe-worthy process. Those were her words, not mine. And then LRT have confirmed that Monica Maria, who just weeks ago won the Lithuanian version of The Voice, will compete at this year's Eurovisios, and she will be competing with Erika's song. So the song remains, but the artist changes. Poland's submissions have closed yesterday. This is quite late as well. You remember we said about Macedonia having their selection. Actually, their selection is still open for another few days. But Poland's submissions closed yesterday, and they've said we can expect an announcement sometime around the end of this coming week with the artists and the song. So we wait to hear what's happening in Poland and where their national final will be. If you remember last year, it was held in the lobby of the TV studios. Interesting venue. Okay, Romania's Selecția Națională continues, of course, with the second semi-final now has taken place. 12 more acts competed for just one of three spots in the final. This week's qualifiers were Jukebox and Bella Santiago. That's one act. Raphael and Friends and Mihai as well, all making it through to final in Romania. Slovenia's national final will take place on two evenings. You've got a qualification show on the 17th of February, moving through to a final a week later on the 24th of February. That's how that's going to work in Slovenia. And they've just announced this week that both shows will be hosted by stand-up comedian Vid Valic. And finally, the UK. As I mentioned at the top of the show, the BBC held a press meet and greet for members of the press to go and meet the artists, which Ewan and I both went along to on Thursday night, which was lovely. Actually, it was a really, really, really lovely event. So thank you so much, BBC, for organising that. It was really, really fun to be a part of. So we met the artists and we had a chat with all of them and some others as well, as I said. You can listen to that extended Europe's Heartbeat on Radio 6 International. If you go to radio6.com, you'll see when it's on. But I can tell you it will be on Saturday. That's Saturday the 3rd of February. And it will also be repeated on Sunday and then again on Tuesday. And we also have a little podcast special as well with some of our interviews with the folks at the BBC. That will be going up at sometime in the week ahead of You Decide, which happens on Wednesday night down in Brighton. If you're going to be there, check it out, because I'm going to be there too. If you see me, come up and say hello. It's music time, as tradition dictates, here on the ESC Insight News podcast, and we're off to Montenegro for our musical selection this week. As you know, Montevizia is happening in a few weeks' time on the 17th of February, and all the artists have been announced a few weeks ago from that. One of those artists is a young lady called Katarina Bogicevic. She's currently leading the field in the sort of online poll at the moment, but it's not a clear-cut win for Katarina. We will, of course, see what happens on the night. But I wanted to share with you one of her songs. This is a song, a ballad song from a few years ago that she released, and it's called Bez Riči. Zauvijek stati ako se nikad ne vratiš i zavede te neki sasvim novi smijeh kako ću sama kroz sjećanja mrak kada je druge boje dan kad tuga mi dodirne dlan bez riječi ledene doći će zime kad si zaboravim ime i ne prepoznam nas u malim stvarima kako ćeš tada u slovima sam kad ne znaš koji je dan Da ti obuzme daj bez riječi
снови ма са, кај не знаш кој е да, кај туга ти обу сметах, без речи.
We wish Katerina all the best in Montevideo in a few weeks' time. Okay, let's just have a look at the calendar of what's coming up this weekend and through the week as well. So this weekend, Saturday is the 3rd of February, and we have, as you would expect, a number of shows. It's all hotting up. Adal Heat 3 takes place on Saturday the 3rd. Latvia's Supernova semi-final 1 takes place as well. Lithuania's Heat 4, and it all starts in Sweden. Melody Festivalen semi-final 1 will be on Saturday night as well. All those will be live streamed, and then we have a grand final as well, which again will be live streamed, along with its cornucopia of adverts. I'm sure we're all looking forward to seeing what Hamilton Travel have produced for us this year. So that will be the Maltese, Malta Eurovision Song Contest happening on the 3rd of February. That's tonight. This podcast is going up Saturday. So tonight, tune in to Malta and see who wins through there. So that will be, we will get an actual artist and actual song out of Malta. We also have an actual artist and an actual song coming at us on Sunday as well, the 4th of February, and that is from Switzerland. Also on the 4th will be semi-final 3 from Romania as well. The 5th of February, so Spain's slightly odd selection show, they had the Eurovision gala last weekend of Operación Triunfo, but the show hasn't finished. So they've got their artist for Eurovision, but they haven't got the winner of the singing competition that is Operación Triunfo. That will take place on Monday night, if you want to tune in to that on RTVE. Moving on, 6th of February, Tuesday, sees the beginning of San Remo Festival, and that will last all through the week, and we will get a result from Italy next weekend at the final of San Remo. And on Wednesday, of course, we talked about it quite a bit, the United Kingdom's Eurovision You Decide Grand Final will be broadcast on BBC Two at 7:30, or you can watch it on, can you watch BBC live stream if you're outside of the UK? I don't know. If you're outside of the UK, let me know whether you can actually watch it on live stream without a VPN, you know, officially. Yeah. Say no more about that. And then on Friday the 9th, we will have the first song released for UMK in Finland. And we also have the first show online of San Marino's 1 in 360 selection show. And that will be coming from Slovakia. Out on escinsight.com, you will find our piece, as I mentioned, on the semi-final draw, just taking a bit of a look at that. And on 58points.com, you'll find John Egan, who's one of our team members, has written a piece called The Peculiarities of a Landslide Eurovision Victory, where he's looking at what exactly a landslide means. So there you go. Go and have a look at that on 58points.com. We've got more, of course, coming up for you this week, that Eurovision You Decide special, some other things as well. And the last thing, of course, to mention is our Patreon supporters scheme. If you want to support us, come alongside us by chucking a few dollars our way every month, then that would be great. If you've already done so, thank you so much. If that's something you would like to do, you'll get some exclusive content. There's some free gifts. There's some extra bits and pieces that you can get if you become one of our Patreon supporters. You can find out everything about it by going to escinsight.com, and you'll find the link to Patreon there. Or if you go to patreon.com /escinsight, you'll see all the benefits of being a member of the ESC Insights wider community. That's all from me for today. Somebody will be back next week, whether it's me, whether it's Ewan. Don't know yet, but just get used to it. This is how it's going to be. It might be me, it might be Ewan, it might be somebody else, who knows? But thank you so much for joining me, and let's play out as ever with the guitars.